What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. Getting into the week here. A lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on him with your comments and questions here. So let's get right on into it. There is still a firestorm of controversy surrounding Donna Brazile and her new book. And obviously, the Clintons' loyalists are out there saying she's a turncoat, she's a rat, she's a snitch, she's a squealer, and all these other sort of characteristics there, because apparently to be a Democrat, you're expected to remain deaf and dumb, or at least stay quiet about what you see. And I'm sure probably the same is true in the interior workings of the GOP as well. But basically what has come on out, you know, for a political memoir, normally they're boring, and they're basically self justifications for what went on, and Hillary Clinton's book, What Happened, is a perfect example taken to an extreme. But in this case, Donna Brazile came on out with a book that basically confirmed what most of us had already concluded was happening last year during the primaries. The Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton rigged the election against Bernie Sanders. And this is not just an insult to all of the Bernie Sanders supporters. It's an insult to every American who thinks that they're a voter and thinks that their vote counts. And we just got it slapped into our face last year. No, that's not true. The candidates are chosen by the party machinery, and you're just supposed to go along and go through this little theater exercise of voting in the primaries, even though it had no effect whatsoever. And it's an insult to every single American. It tells us we don't have any democratic institutions left in this country. It's all party machine, just like the old Soviet Union. So basically, it comes on out that the Democratic establishment succeeded in doing to Bernie Sanders, you know, what? Let's be honest, the GOP establishment tried to do to Donald Trump. Remember when Trump came on in, oh, he's the outsider and the media was against him. And, you know, all of the other GOP candidates, they were there united against him. They shoved him over to the end on the debates there and tried to keep him out. And it didn't really work because the American people are sick and tired of politics as usual in Washington, D.C. And now it's starting to come on out just how dramatically, just how desperately Hillary and the Democrats worked to steal that primary for her. Now, Donna Brazile's book, and by the way, I've already pre-ordered my copy. Can't wait to see it. And the book is really about how the Democrats in general succeeded in blowing the election and losing to Donald Trump. And the revelations about Hillary and the DNC are just a part of it. But she has a dedication in the front of the book, as most writers do, which includes Seth Rich. And everybody is sort of arching their eyebrows about that, because Donna Brazile has stated that following Seth Rich's murder, she was afraid for her own personal safety. Well, why would that be the case if Seth Rich's murder was a botched robbery? Just a random whatever that was going on. So there are still some secrets in there. Now, Donna Brazile out there, and apparently Brazile said that she had a connection with the intelligence community who told her after Seth Rich was murdered she needed protection, including cameras, alarms, backup power at her house, and she heeded his advice. She took very careful precautions for her own personal safety. Now, apparently, at one point, Donna Brazile approached Hillary Clinton because the campaign had all this money, and Donna Brazile wanted to set up a reward fund to find his murderer. Hillary said no. Now, there is one other aspect we need to keep in mind here. Do you remember a guy named Rod Wheeler? This was a private investigator hired by the family of Seth Rich. And apparently, Donna Brazile made a phone call to the family demanding to know why there was a private investigator snooping into Rich's death. Of course, the family had every right to hire a private detective. And we don't know if Donna Brazile made this phone call herself or if she was ordered to find out what was going on. But remember when it turned out Rod Wheeler was on this case, everybody panicked over at the Hillary campaign. And, of course, when Donna Brazile was with CNN, she was the one who leaked the CNN questions for one of the debates to Hillary Clinton. So she's not squeaky clean, but she's starting to come clean on areas where there's a significant amount of interest. Now, Tucker Carlson reported last night that, according to his sources, CNN management ordered their reporters, their prostitutes, their correspondents, to discredit former DNC interim chair Donna Brazile over her revelations that made Hillary Clinton look bad. They went on the attack against Donna Brazile. Because if you think about it, it makes CNN looking bad for having supported and protected Hillary Clinton all along. So don't expect any cooperation on the corporate media. They were hand in glove with the Hillary campaign. And they will not give this any coverage. And so far, they haven't. They're absolutely in lock goose step with the Hillary campaign to protect the legend, to protect the legacy. And it's not going to work because more and more people are coming over to the independent media to find out what's really going on. Because of all the times the corporate media has lied to us all, like Saddam's nuclear weapons. Now, we're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about Donna Brazile's revelations about the Hillary campaign and how last year's primary was, in fact, rigged for Hillary Clinton against Bernie Sanders. Maybe this was the DNC's way of teaching Bernie Sanders about socialism. We're going to take away the votes that you earned, and we're going to give them to Hillary Clinton. Maybe. But interestingly enough, former Clinton advisor Doug Schoen is now out there saying it is time for a special prosecutor to investigate Clinton. This is one of Clinton's people. And it's in response to the revelation that the former director of the FBI, James Comey, had modified his original statement on the Clinton email investigation to call her extremely reckless and try and distance himself from the language of Title 18. Which says negligence and carelessness are grounds for prosecution under Title 18. All right, let's take some phone calls. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike, how's Bizarro World treating you today?
Well, it's about as bizarre as it always is.
I wonder if that ever gets old for you. I'm calling in. Supposedly, there's going to be a terror attack sometime this week, and it's supposed to be Yemenese nationals, but it's actually controlled by our own CIA.
Yeah, I would imagine pretty much all the terror attacks are controlled by the CIA or the FBI domestically, because at this point, it's becoming very obvious that virtually all of the terror attacks are false flag operations.
Yeah, and this what I'm specifically talking about goes back to February of last year when Trump ordered the SEAL team raid into Yemen, and they made a big stink about it, and John McCain was trying to discredit. This is actual information coming from Yemen about not only with the Las Vegas shooting, how the Saudis were, a paramilitary group out of Saudi Arabia was involved with that, but also that there's going to be an upcoming attack sometime this week.
Okay.
Run by the same people. I didn't know if you had heard it when off of InfoWars earlier today. Alex was reporting with a guy named Jake or Zach, supposedly part of Special Operations. But I just wanted to pass the word to you in case if something does pop off. They're saying Yemenis nationalists, but it's CIA controlled.
Well, I can understand why they'd want to do that right now, because American support for the U.S. Support of Saudi Arabia in Yemen is definitely failing. And so it would make sense that if they, they want to escalate that war in Yemen, that they've got to have a convenient Yemen terror attack.
Yep, absolutely. So, I mean, if anything does pop off, hey, man, I didn't want to be the first to tell you, but, you know, I found it to be quite interesting. And with this whole Donna Brazile thing, we knew this, and I hope Hillary by Christmas gets put in jail, as well as everybody that colluded with them to cover this whole election fraud up. I mean, we all knew this last year, and why I just don't understand why it's now becoming coming to light, you know, now. I mean, it's obvious she stole it from Sanders. Obvious. I mean, everything's just flat out obvious. And everything that they've ever talked about, man, goodness usually finds a light to shine on the evil, and they scatter right like rats.
Well, absolutely. Now, I'm sure that some of the underlings may be going to prison. I mean, Anthony Weiner is already in jail. But Hillary and Bill, they'll never see the inside of a jail cell. If push comes to shove, they will simply flee the country. Most of the Clinton Foundation money is already in foundations, satellite foundations in other countries. So they've already gotten the money out. And they're just going to, you know, they'll skedaddle to someplace without extradition. And it's rather amazing how many countries don't have extradition agreements with the United States that they can just sort of pick from.
Absolutely. Hey, I hear Haiti likes Hillary and Bill. Maybe they should go there.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd be welcomed with open arms down there. Anything else?
Right. You have a great, wonderful day. And keep a lookout on the Yemenese national thing this week.
Well, we'll keep a focus on it, but there's a lot of other stuff going on here right now. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch to Leslie in Idaho. Aloha, Leslie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just had one comment to make. It was about Hillary's book, What Happened. And I was thinking that you need to write a book in rebuttal to hers and call it What Really Happened and list all of her crimes. Wouldn't that be clever?
Well, that would be very clever. But, of course, all of the writing I've done on that topic is already available for free on the website. So I doubt anybody would actually buy the book. I mean, I've been toying with the idea. I'm still trying to finish up Blueprint for the New America in my copious amounts of free time. After that, you know, I might just, you know, pin out basically the 24 years that Claire and I have been involved in this virtual conflict with the Clintons and the narcocracy. But again, I'm not sure anybody would be that interested.
Is the first one you listed, it's actually going to be a book?
Yeah, it's actually going to be a book.
Okay, great. Let us know when it comes out.
Oh, wow, absolutely, when it's available
for
sale.
Amazon.
Okay, well, you know, like I said, I got to get the thing written first, and then I'll worry about all that other fluffy stuff afterwards. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Mike, if I had a time machine, I'd go back, grab George Washington, bring him back here, and let him write a book on what happened after he sees what's going on.
Yeah, boy, I don't think he would recognize this country. And he would probably say, this is what resulted from what we did. We should have stayed hooked up with Britain.
Hey, Mike, you know, like, remember the Podesta emails? I remember one of the emails said, like, they were talking about Bernie Sanders, and it said we have leverage on him. So let me tell you, Hillary Clinton will never see the jail cell, neither will Bush's bill, or any of those group, that small tribe, you know, like, they have blackmail on everybody. They're part of that, like you said, the autocracy. They're untouchable. They're untouchable.
Well, they're not untouchable anymore. We're touching them, and they're very, very nervous. But they have the resources to simply escape the country. And I'm thinking that if this starts to really come apart, there's going to be a major bug out of all the top players, and they'll leave the underlings behind to face the consequences. And that'll be fine. You know, we'd all like to see Hillary in jail. It would be nice. It would be icing on the cake. But my real target, if you will, is to get that corrupting narcocracy out of our political system, you know, to bring that crashing down and start that long, slow, you know, walk back up the road to a true constitutional republic with a democratically elected government, with honest elections, term limits, and the system basically designed the way it was originally, where all the power is out with the states and the counties and the cities, and we've got a very weak central government whose role in the national life is limited to national defense and arbitration between the states. Because Thomas Jefferson's vision was a brilliant one, but even he understood that politicians being the corrupt creatures they are, that his grand experiment was not going to last. And he himself predicted that there would have to be a revolution somewhere down the road to clear out the corruption.
And no lobbyists, Mike. All lobbyists should be banned from Washington, D.C., a 50-mile radius. And the NSA should be listening in to all the senators and congressmen's phone calls at all times.
I'm sure that they are. I'm sure that they are. You know, that's how they get the goods on people. You know, there is a legitimate function for lobbyists, and certainly lobbyists for issues like health care, you know, the environment, better schools, and so forth. I think there's a legitimate role. What we need to do is limit how much money lobbyists can be handing to the politicians, so that the lobbyists are returned to a role of presenting information only, and not just out there buying influence left and right. We have to bring back all the limits on campaign donations. We have to overturn the Citizens United decision that says corporations are legal persons for the purpose of political contributions, which was complete nonsense. I mean, the entire Capitol Hill has been turned into a giant shopping mall where corporations can go in and just pick up whatever congressman they want.
Mike, I got three more quick things about Harvey Weinstein using former Mossad agents as,
yes,
like agents of, you know, of threatening people or digging up stuff. And I know you could probably talk about that later. And Mike, what's your take on Trump on this? I know this is all about economics, but every country's going to, it's like, buy U.S. weapons. But this is what we've become. We're welfare and a warfare state. There's no infrastructure talk at all, like, to build. It's just selling weapons.
Well, here's the problem. America's weapons have been exposed lately as being overpriced junk, and more countries are turning to Russia. I mean, look at the grief they gave Turkey for wanting to buy the S-400 missile instead of the more expensive and less reliable American missiles. I mean, that brain-dead cruise missile attack onto the Syrian airbase by Donald Trump was a disaster for the military-industrial complex. They fired 60 missiles. One of them failed right out of the launch tube. And of the remaining 59, half of them missed the target completely. And the ones that hit the target didn't hit anything important. The airbase was back in operation 24 hours later. Now, every government, every military on Earth was looking at that display and saying, okay, we got to find someplace else to buy our weapons. And Russia and China are out with these much less expensive, much more capable platforms. And people are saying, yeah, we need to go where we're going to get the biggest bang for our buck.
Yeah, Mike, I just heard a report that I think it was Denmark, the Ministry of Defense, is questioning the F-35's like abilities. I just read that article today about the F-35 from them. And, Mike, I was reading another article about the Saudi army is starting to loudly complain about what's going on in Saudi Arabia. So what can happen with the oil prices if something happens over there?
I mean, if something happens to Saudi Arabia, I mean, the oil prices are already starting to go up. But, yeah, if there's a major upheaval in the Middle East of any kind, oil prices are going to go right through the roof. And we're all going to feel the pain at the gas pumps. But, yeah, I've been hearing that Salman's rather dramatic moves as crown prince have angered a lot of the more traditional-minded Saudis, and that includes a lot of the military. He could be looking at a military coup d'etat, before he even gets to wear that crown.
Yeah, I wonder if all the Saudis are under house arrest at the Ritz-Carlton are getting room service. They're all laying on mattresses from what I saw in the pictures.
Well, yeah, but I mean, for all the money that Saudi Arabia's government is going to take from them, something like $30 billion they're going to confiscate, they ought to be getting room service.
Yeah, Mike, you got a real problem over there, because remember, some of those Saudi, there's Saudis that are linked to the Wahhabist sect over there. They got this kind of agreement, and, you know, he's really barking up the wrong tree if he pushes this too far, you know? I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but keep your guess. Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, you got it there. Yeah, I'm having a serious rethink about Crown Prince Salman, especially in light of his obvious efforts to join in the new war agenda against Iran, against potentially Lebanon, and potentially a renewed attack into Syria. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'd like to share a little bit of an insight with you. I'm sure probably most of you have already figured this out, but we literally are in a virtual civil war. And it's on the internet, it's in the independent media against the corporate media. And that's a good place for it to be, because we don't have to worry about stray bullets, you know, hitting the kids in the streets or anything. But it is a real war. It's an information war. And the other side has got millions of dollars, and they're probably already phoning up their friends and saying, we need another few million to shout down that independent media or we're all going to go to jail. And that's why we need your help. So with a reference to that commercial that you heard over the last break, I want you to grab your pencil and paper here, because I'm going to give you some contact information, because we need your help. We're not in this line of work to get rich. None of us are getting rich. We're here because we're trying to restore the republic. So if you are able to help, and we need it, the postal address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. The city is Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to phone on in, with a donation by credit card or debit card or something. The phone number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And we thank you in advance. But this is a pitched battle right now. This is as intense as it has ever been. My server is getting hit harder than even before the election, because Hillary and her people, they are afraid. Now, I'm sure in some small corner of her brain, Hillary still thinks she's got a political future in this country. Most pundits are saying, no, she's politically dead. She's too badly damaged to ever come back again. But they're feeling cornered. They're feeling desperate. And they're fighting as hard as they can to shut down the independent media, to shut down the voices that are out there trying to get the truth out to the American people, while the corporate media is out there saying, oh, there's nothing over here. Let's go look at the Texas shooting, and let's go look at this, and let's go look at that. Because the corporate media was complicit in everything that Hillary Clinton and the DNC were doing to Bernie Sanders last year. They're never going to report on this honestly, because to do so would mean they'd have to first stand up and say, yeah, we were part of that problem. Now, there are some voices emerging from the corporate media that are trying to get the truth out. Tucker Carlson, obviously, Hannity. But overall, the corporate media, I mean, we mentioned that story earlier in the day where Tucker Carlson is saying his sources have told him CNN management is telling all of their prostitutes and correspondents to go on the attack against Donna Brazile. So now's the time to push as hard as we can. Now, story coming out of Sputnik News, revelations confirming 2016 collusion rock the Democratic National Committee, as well they should. And they need to realize they're in serious trouble. Their credibility is on the line based on how they're going to deal with this. And it looks to me like they're trying to find a way to untangle from Hillary Clinton. But supporters of Bernie Sanders are outraged at Donna Brazile's confirmation that the top officials at the DNC rigged that primary process for Hillary Clinton. And all voters ought to be equally outraged, because what they have just done is told us our votes don't count. When we go to the polling places, it's all theater. It's an illusion to make you think that you have some control over the course of this government. But we already know that's not the case. Because election after election after election, we'll vote for the candidate that makes the greatest promises, but the course of the nation remains the same. More war, more wealth inequality, more dictatorship, more control, erosion of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Even Trump, supposedly the outsider, has not done anything to change the course of the nation itself. So you should be upset. You should be angry over what Hillary and the DNC did. And I'm not saying that the GOP didn't do it as well. We should find out. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, more voices are starting to speak up about what happened last year. And we've got Donna Brazile and her book and a lot of other people coming on out. The latest one now is from Tulsi Gabbard. Hawaii's own Tulsi Gabbard, who had actually been a vice chair during last year's campaign. And she basically came on out and said, the deep financial debt, closed-door decision-making, complete lack of transparency, and unethical practices are now front and center, and Tulsi is absolutely correct. At least as far as the independent media is concerned, this is front and center. This is a huge scandal. This goes way beyond Watergate, where Nixon was just bugging the other candidates. We're talking about literally hijacking and suborning the entire Democratic Party to Hillary's ambitions. This is bigger than Watergate, and it's only one of three equal scandals. We've got Primary Gate that we're talking about right now. We still have the Uranium One scandal. And then we have the dodgy dossier scandal, Dossier Gate. Now, one of Bernie Sanders' officials has now gone public saying that they were literally told to support Hillary during the campaign or face a backlash like Donna Brazile is receiving now. This is Teslin Figaro on The Hannity Show, saying that they were literally being threatened and browbeat into supporting Hillary Clinton. That's not a campaign. That's thuggery. All right, let's take some more phone calls. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, hello, aloha to you both.
Thank you.
Snack bar and all. You know, I'm trying to figure out one thing, and it's almost fruitless. That after so many decades that people go through the voting process and the primary process, this process, that process, as far as the so-called election deal goes and all that, that they haven't come to finally realize that each time they do it, nothing is ever solved or taken care of and so forth and so on for the everyday person. And nothing ever changes in D.C., for that matter, the District of Criminals. That what they're really doing, and they haven't figured it out yet, that they're actually voting for who they think the best actor or actress was, regardless of what political body that they so-called represent, for that matter. Between the two-headed snake, of course, mind you. But I'm still trying to figure out why people keep going for that, voting for who they think was the best actor or best actress in the whole fiasco.
Well, we have been brainwashed since we were children in school, you know, social studies, to think that we have honest elections and that we really have a say in how this country is being run. And those of us who are, let me finish, those of us who are students of America's real politic understand that's not the case. But now, because of this revelation, this scandal last year, all Americans are now coming to understand their votes don't really matter. Not just the Democratic votes, but the GOP votes as well. And that means we're living in a dictatorship. Our elections are as phony and fraudulent as the ones they used to hold in the Soviet Union.
Now, that's a horrible thought, Michael. Now, the question is, once people have finally figured that fiasco out and that realization you just stated, which you did quite eloquently for that matter, better than I would have for that matter, the question now is when are people going to start to realize that, you know, I wonder what would happen if I just stopped practicing the process of going and volunteering my time and energy to go and voting for the best of two actors or actresses, for that matter, and stop doing it all together, and then see what happens in bringing the whole process to a grinding, screeching halt. Then what would happen?
Well, I would like to see that happen, but what I think is a better thing to happen, you know, because if we stay home and don't vote, then the machine just goes on as it did before. They only need a handful of people to come on out. There's no quorum required for a presidential election. You know, if only three people vote and two of them vote for Donald Trump, Donald Trump's the president. So the machine keeps on going. What we really need is for every single American citizen, every single voter, to stand up right now and demand that Donald Trump's Commission on Election Integrity actually start addressing these issues. Because if we don't have honest elections, then it's time to basically, you know, quit this system.
Well, got a quick question for you then. When you mentioned about the machine, can you define what the machine is that you were referring to?
Well, machine is a generic term that is used to describe a political party that is basically operating on its own autonomously, a party machine. Or somebody's machine, the Clinton machine. It's basically the network of enablers and supporters and assets that are trying to sway politics in a particular direction. So that's what we mean by the machine. We could also substitute the narcocracy in there because, as you point out, in the District of Criminals, they don't want anything to change. They have worked for decades to create a system that works for them. Endless wealth, amazing amounts of power, all kinds of perks. They can go on down to Jeff Epstein's island in the Caribbean, have a little jollies out there. Nobody's going to call them on that. And the American people completely controlled, mind controlled by the corporate media. That's what they wanted, and they worked for it. And they don't want to give that up. And that's why now that it's all starting to crumble, they're starting to panic over there.
Well, that's true. However, mind you one thing, Michael. It's apparent that somebody needs to throw a monkey wrench into that machine, regardless of how many machines there are, and basically bring them to a screeching, grinding halt, period, and let it be done with, because it obviously does not work for the everyday person. It might work for the D.C. folks, but and the lobbyists and their cohorts and so forth ad nauseum, which is a cascade effect or domino effect, if you will, which cascades out to the rest of the world, for that matter, unfortunately. But the everyday person, if they're finally waking up, then, hey, throw a monkey wrench into that machine and get rid of it. Trash it. Get it over with.
Well, nothing is going to start throwing a monkey wrench into those political machines more than some of these people going to jail and turning state's evidence.
I would wholeheartedly agree if they're ever arrested and actually hauled off to jail. If that were to happen, believe me, you'd see one tickled person that would be just tickled all over, tickled pink. It'd be like, I would throw a major party if that were to happen. I'd be so overjoyed. I'd be in tears. Finally.
Oh, I've been saving up for the party, the victory party, when we finally succeed in cracking open that narcocracy to public view. And, of course, at my age, it's not going to be a particularly wild party, you know, ginger ale, pretzels, you know. But, you know, I've lowered my expectations for the victory party as the years roll by.
I'm going to keep that thought neutral because I'm not going to call a halt that too quickly on that. But, hey,
that's right.
Optimism. Have a great one. Later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over now to Brett from South Mississippi. I think it's Mississippi. Aloha, Brett. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael Rivero. First of all, I just want to say, good afternoon, and you do a fantastic job with your radio show.
Thank you.
You may remember me from a few years ago. We were Facebook friends and did some activism together, maybe not. My question for you this afternoon is concerning Barbara Hartwell. I was trying to get in touch with her. Are you familiar with her?
Well, I've heard the name, but I don't have any contact information for her. I'm sorry.
Okay, I have some contact information. And then the reason I called, I'm having some trouble with the NSA and the DIA. It's been going on for about a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a very wise man. And I was hoping either you or her could help me. Harassment to the point when I try to call congressmen, phone calls are rerouted. When I call the FBI, they say there's nothing they can do about the threats and the harassment that are taking place to me. So maybe some of your listeners could help me, or you could. I know she's a black ops survivor, and some of the things she's dealt with, she could help me with personally. Somehow contact her, might mention that on the air or something one day. But keep up the great work.
Yeah, I don't have any contact information for her, and I get a lot of emails from people who are saying they're having problems with their communications. And is it nefarious interference? It could be, but let's also recall that we're living in a nation that is in major decline right now. And I was talking with somebody earlier today just on the fact that ever since Microsoft bought Skype, Skype has become very unreliable. They were having major problems yesterday. I've had situations where we're not able to do interviews because Skype is just, you know, the system is breaking down. The technology, the infrastructure is breaking down. And it could be that your misrouting of the call when you call your congressman isn't nefarious, but it's simply either bad equipment making, bad connections, or improperly trained people who are working on it. So I tend to go for Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is the best. But I understand about harassment and stuff because a long time ago I used to get a lot of that. My attitude was, I'm going to ignore it. And eventually they got tired, and that was kind of the end of it. And I did report to the police and the FBI, and they did go after one of the people who was doing it. But, you know, at the end, it's almost like it wasn't worth the waste of time to do so. But if you think Barbara Hartwell can help you, then you need to get in touch with her. I can't help you on that. I don't have any contact information. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I agree with the last caller that you're funny, but you're funny, haha, not funny, cuckoo, just to clarify that.
Okay. I don't think anybody was assuming the wrong one.
Hey, regarding the boy who cried wolf, the government has been responsible for so many false flag mass shootings that even if they didn't do this last church one, they're still going to get the blame for it. And that's the cost of doing false flags and lying about them all the time. And the main thing I wanted to mention is just wanted to comment on your story a few days ago about the geoengineering for proposing to spray sulfur in the atmosphere to combat global warming. I just
yes.
wanted to comment on that, that I'm an expert on aerosol spraying for the purposes of affecting climate, and I just wanted to mention that it does not reduce global warming, because what it does is it will locally cool down a region. If it's high noon and you spray in a certain area, it can locally cool it down. But then at nighttime, when all the heat is radiating back out of the mountains and out of the waters and out of the streets and back up into the atmosphere into outer space, it then gets bounced around on these particles, and some of it gets deflected back down, some of it gets held inside this cloud, and it actually has a net warming effect. And especially when you're talking about the more common substance that is being proposed, which is aluminum oxide, which gives it that more traditional cloud color. That stuff is metallic. It has very many different reflective surfaces, and that just bounces the thermal radiation around like crazy. And so don't let anybody tell you
well,
that...
Well, it's also going to center down. It's also going to center down to the ground eventually, and it's a highly toxic compound if it gets into the food chain. But again, it was just a wild-eyed suggestion. They're still out there trying to push the global warming threat, the global warming danger, with all these stories about this could be a possible solution, but we're going to need to charge carbon taxes to pay for it all. And it's all a scam, just like all these green energy projects that came along. Following Al Gore and the global warming, the Solyndra debacle.
Yeah, you're right.
Debacle.
It takes about 2 years for the particles to come down. If they're dispersed at about 30,000 feet, it takes about 2 years on average to get to the ground. And
okay, hang on, let me just do one thing, and then I got to let you go. There's also the reality: there is no such thing as a 100% efficient transmitter, optical transmitter, or reflector. Perhaps I should use the terms refractor or reflector. There is no such thing as a 100% efficiency, and that means that whatever somebody is talking about putting up into the sky, it's going to be absorbing a certain amount of the radiation hitting it and converting it to, ta-da, heat.
Yeah, so it's promoting global warming, not fighting it. That's the big lie. And the only reason they're admitting they're leaking this idea out now is because they're about to get caught, because public awareness is reaching critical mass where they're going to get in trouble. So they're trying to legalize it and pretend they haven't been doing it, but they've been doing it for a long time. I know we disagree on that point, but I appreciate the platform.
We definitely disagree.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, we're going to let you go here, and yes, we definitely do disagree on that. You need to understand that in an effort to try and damage the credibility of the independent media, the government propagandists put out a lot of nonsense, and they feed it to gullible people who will turn around and say, wow, this is just really incredible. And that includes the Apollo moon landings being faked, which has now been debunked because the Apollo landing sites have all been imaged by satellites from other countries, not all of whom are friendly with us. HARP, remember, HARP is going to change the atmosphere. No, it wasn't. It was an attempt to create a synthetic imaging radar that could bounce off the ionosphere, and it failed miserably, I might add. And of course, the whole chemtrail thing, or UFOs, they're trying to get people dragged off into these other areas so that you're not paying attention to what you need to be paying attention to, which are these political scandals that are affecting your life. And more importantly, could result in your children being sent off to another war of conquest. And that's what we should all be focused on. Now, getting on back to the scandals here, as you know, in addition to primary gate, there is dossier gate. And the revelation that the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC, which we now understand we're operating as one and the same, paid $12 million for this dodgy dossier, which has been completely discredited. And now they're looking at the possibility that because the DNC Clinton campaign went through a law firm and had them hire Fusion GPS to hire Christopher Steele to come up with this piece of nonsense, that actually amounts to money laundering because the campaign records don't show the payments to Fusion GPS. And now they're trying to get the Fusion GPS banking records on the suspicion that Fusion GPS was hiring, paying reporters to run this story of the dossier to harm Donald Trump. Payola is what it's called. If you're as old as I am, you remember the big payola scandal where record companies were paying radio disc jockeys to play certain songs to boost sales. It was a big stink. This is more of the same thing. And meanwhile, of course, the major TV news networks are not talking about Dossier Gate at all, let alone its connections to the Clinton campaign. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here today. And these are interesting times. Interesting, not necessarily meaning pleasant or pleasurable, but still interesting here. Trey Gowdy is out there doing what should be done. And now he is focusing on former FBI Director James Comey. He's calling him before the committee to basically talk about the decisions he made during the investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server. And that is going to be a hearing worth watching, because how is Comey going to justify that he wrote the memo exonerating Hillary before the investigation was even underway? Now, everybody's saying, well, you know, it's all over and done with. No, it isn't. No charges were ever filed. Hillary Clinton did not get her day in court. There's no double jeopardy here. She can still be charged. They can have indictments handed down based on the information that Comey admitted the FBI had regarding these Title 18 felony violations. And now the revelation that he edited his original letter exonerating Hillary Clinton to try and sort of move the description of her activities away from the exact language used in Title 18 regarding reckless and careless handling of classified documents, tells us he did know that was an issue, that intent is not required by Title 18. And I've already heard Trey Gowdy challenge Comey on the fact that Title 18 does not require bad intent. So they're going to hold him to account on this. And that's going to dump the mess on Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who unfortunately keeps recusing himself. Every time somebody says, why aren't you involved? I have to recuse myself. I must recuse myself from all of this. All right, well, if you're not going to do your job, step down. Resign. Let somebody else come on in there who will do the job. Let's get Larry Klayman up there as Attorney General. Or let's get Trey Gowdy up there as Attorney General. We don't want more explanations and apologies. We want indictments. We want charges. We want court trials. We want convictions. And we want to see some of these people tarred, feathered, hanged, drawn, quartered, burned, and the ashes peed on by a rabid moose. Nothing less will serve. And apparently Sessions is also being called before a congressional hearing yet again to explain why he's not doing anything. Now, right now, the corporate media, though, is showing no signs of repentance, no signs of changing their game, and the degree of desperation that they are showing to just somehow make Trump look bad hit a new low regarding this video of Trump feeding the koi at the Akasaka Palace in Tokyo, where Abe took Donald Trump to feed the koi. And what actually happened was that Abe and Trump were using spoons into these little boxes full of fish food to throw the food out there. Now, when we come back from station identification, I'm going to tell you what CNN did with this and how underhanded they really are. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.